A new book pieces together the Vietnam experience of a 101st Airborne paratrooper and his reconnaissance unit. The author tells WPLN's Blake Farmer that even the soldiers of Echo Company didn't understand precisely what they did in combat.
At one point, the 101st Airborne, based at Fort Campbell, became the largest ground unit fighting in Vietnam. And Doug Stanton says it was a dizzying time to be at war. Soldiers patrolled with the enemy all around, all the time. They rarely slept and were in harm's way for a year or more.
It's completely chaotic because it's the helicopter inserts them two or three times a day in different firefights and then removes them. So that it's not at all like World War II. And this also is one of the hallucinatory kind of aspects of this war, which in now as these veterans get older, it's something they're trying to square away, trying to untangle what happened to them.
Stanton's book, The Odyssey of Echo Company, follows a unit of 46 men, almost all wounded in action. He met the main character, Stan Parker, more than a decade ago while working on another military book in Afghanistan. Parker was winding down a long army career and told Stanton if he really wanted to tell a story, he should talk to his comrades from Vietnam, many who had not even told their wives what happened. Stanton says Echo Company's story of ambushes and hand-to-hand combat during the Tet Offensive is unique.
At the same time, there are millions of other men and women who have equally terrifyingly unique stories.
Stanton says Vietnam veterans seem to only now be willing to describe what they remember in detail, just like in the mid-1990s when World War II veterans began opening up. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.